You're listening to Tech Tips with Tech Squad. If you enjoy this podcast, subscribe on iTunes or visit our website at bit.ly/Covina High Tech Tips. Tech Tips with Tech Squad is brought to you by the genius students at Covina High School with the support of administration and faculty.
This program exists to provide knowledge of local and school events, give helpful tips with tech problems that come about, and give suggestions on certain apps or techniques that make maneuvering around tech easier. All right, welcome to episode 1 of Tech Tips with Tech Squad. I'm Ryan Simpson. I'm a senior here at Covina High School.
I'm Daisy Lee, and I'm a senior here at Covina High School as well.
And so this is a little podcast that we created with our Genius class. And basically, it's going to be helpful tips, any dilemmas.
Any type of troubleshooting or... any type of technology problems,
and not necessarily problems either. It's just going to be like there's also going to be things that we bring up with different teachers, or if teachers come up to us and be like, oh hey, what's a good way of teaching this, or what's a good way of implementing something new, and we could be like, oh hey, here's this program. And so also we're going to have a we're going to give you guys some events, either happening around the Covina area or happening here at Covina High School itself. So what are some events?
So one of the events that are coming up are Homecoming, which will be on October 7th at 7:30.
Yeah.
Another would be the Northview football game on October 13th at District Field. Another would also, last one would probably be like back to school night on October 3rd from 6 to 7 p.m.
Yeah. A big, big citywide thing is actually going to be, Covina Thunderfest. And that's where downtown Covina, it's all lined up with really nice old cars and stuff. And that's on October 21st, 4 to 9. It's pretty lit. So, we actually have our teacher here, Mr. Platt, who is in charge of the whole Genius program. How you doing, Platt?
I'm actually doing pretty good. I'm excited for you guys. This is something new for us. You expressed interest in wanting to do a podcast this year. I had it in my head that I wanted students to do it, and then I got a student who does broadcasting and does sound mixing and said, yeah, okay, I want to do this. So we got the equipment and we're starting. So now it's just a matter of mixing and putting together the format and remembering to record everything, I guess. So yeah, I'm excited for you guys and excited to see how this is going to develop over time.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked myself. This is definitely coming into home territory for me. Been working with sound ever since I was a wee little lad, but yeah, I'm pretty stoked.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked for this as well. Even though I started doing broadcasting not that long ago, it's gonna be pretty fun, I think.
I think the fun thing for Daisy is what kind of broadcasting she actually does.
Yeah.
So, Platt, do you have anything you wanna like for the first podcast? Anything you wanna first talk to people about?
I think one of the first things I want to talk about is just the format. So you guys are going to basically put together format for every show. So we're going to do every 2 weeks. You're going to talk about events and school and community events, which is super important. People are going to want to know about and know how things actually went for events that just went by. I think the tech dilemma or the teacher dilemma is going to be kind of fun, bringing in guests who have a situation or something that they need solved, and you guys basically break it down as a Gen Yes group and what you guys would actually do to solve the problem. And then just doing a small tool, highlighting a tool, I think it's going to be exciting, and then just doing quick tech tips to remind people what to do with their computers. And that's super important because we have everybody one-to-one now, and we have still a lot of students who may have a computer and they may have a lot of computer knowledge, but they might not actually know how to troubleshoot, which is a whole, can be a whole different thing.
Yeah, the whole one-to-one thing, definitely we've had some problems already with troubleshooting, and I've actually seen a couple broken screens, and so...
Yeah, so that's going to be something that we're going to be doing pretty soon is we are looking for a vendor. So once we can get the screens in, students will be able to bring their screens to us and we'll be able to swap them out, which is going to take maybe 10, 15 minutes to get a screen replaced. And then, yeah, students can walk away with a brand new screen on their Chromebooks. Hopefully it doesn't mean that they are less careful with their Chromebook and just let it crack, but we'll hopefully be able to replace those pretty soon.
Yep, and so, and just, yeah. All right. Just get situated again. So, there's a...
Yeah, we're going to do the teacher dilemma part, so we can start dissecting that.
We
yeah,
brain fart.
It's gonna take a little bit of work for us to nail all the... get all the parts worked out, but I think it'll work. So we're going to do this as the teacher dilemma part. So teacher comes in, so I'm going to be the guest teacher, right? And I have a tech problem. So let's say I teach English, and I have my students reading Lord of the Flies, and I want them doing a collaborative project that has the students, of course, working together and building a project that's like a website, I guess, that has... four, and they have to do an analysis in their group of four of each of the four different characters. And I wanted to be able to have multiple things that they can put in there. Yeah, videos, drawings, and lots of text. But I want it to be a collaborative thing. And I don't want Google Slides, okay? Everybody does Google Slides, and I don't want this to really be a presentation. I want it to be a different type of media that students can then go to and review, and then bring back their review and present their review. So how would I do that?
You can always go use Google Slides.
Well, all right. So Google Sites is basically something that, well, it's involved with Google, but it's basically setting up your own type of website, and you can share it through multiple people, so like multiple people can work on it at once. And you can actually involve Google Slides or Google Docs and just make it so you can incorporate like the simplicity of Google Slides or Docs and make it into a whole website and base each page of the website to a certain character or plot or setting of that story, that whatever you're reading or... whatever you're doing in general, like you could just make different pages.
All right. Now, I'm also concerned about student privacy. So it's a website, but can I limit it so that it's not like visible to the whole world?
All right. So you can keep it open to the world or anyone can see it, and or you can limit it to a domain or the Covina domain.
All right, great. That's what I needed to know. So, perfect. That would be an example of what we do for a typical like teacher dilemma. Doesn't always have to be a tech problem, but it can be something like that. Now, what would you guys do as Gen Yes students? I need my students to know how to use Google Sites. What are you going to provide?
Well, we give presentations. So, if you wanted as a teacher a specific day or just specific time or something that you want us to come in and do a quick presentation of how to do all this, then we do presentations. So
perfect. Now next segment, let's talk a tool. All right, so what's the what is the tool you guys want to talk up right now?
Well, right off the bat, at the beginning of the school year, we actually worked on Flipgrid.
Flipgrid is a pretty cool site. It allows the teacher to post a little question or thought on whatever they want their students to do, a little thing on. So Flipgrid allows them to have students record short videos and respond to the question or thought left that the teacher wants them to respond to.
Now, the cool thing about Flipgrid, it gives students the chance who get nervous a chance to really express themselves, because, like, there's just something about, like, recording yourself that actually brings out people a little bit more. And on top of that, people can respond to people's answers and with their own video and be able to expand on the information that one gives to, or how they answer the question.
Or they can just ask a question to the video and then have someone respond to it, and, you know,
what have that trend going on. And Flipgrid is also free, so you can have one grid, which is basically one class period, but you can have unlimited topics on that grid. So teachers, it's free. You don't have to pay anything unless you really want to, but I don't think you really want to spend, what was it, like $100 for a subscription or something?
I don't think so.
No, it's something stupid, but yeah, it is free, so you don't have to worry about paying anything.
So for ending, our tech tip is, if it doesn't work, just reboot it. If it's anything, just reboot it at all.
When in doubt, reboot. Alright guys, thank you for listening to our first episode of Tech Tips with Tech Squad. It's going to be fun podcast. I'm Ryan Simpson.
I'm Daisy Lee.
See you next time.
Thank you for listening. If you want to give us any feedback and or any questions for us, please subscribe on iTunes at Tech Tips with Tech Squad, or visit our website at bit.ly/Covina High Tech Tips. Come back in 2 weeks to listen in for another podcast. Have a wonderful day.